To reach the office, please select 1. To leave a voicemail, please select 2. Thank you, and have a good day. Custom Glasses, Cassandra, how can I help you?
Hi there, this is Ia from Local Splash. May I speak to Deb, please?
From where?
Local Splash. We received her email regarding updating the credit card information on file, ma'am.
All right, hold on just a moment.
All right, thank you so much.
Hello, this is Deb.
Hi, Deb. This is again Ia from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And yes, we received your callback request, and as I understand, you wanted to update the credit card information on file due to fraud. Mm. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yeah, we had a problem with our credit card, so we're changing credit cards with everybody that has one on file.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that. But yes, no worries. We'll have that updated as soon as we can. And I believe you do have another concern, which we can check out later, too. But for now, let's go ahead and have your information updated. Are we going to use still a Visa card, ma'am?
It is still a Visa card, yep.
Okay, whenever you're ready for the card.
It is 4387-6620-0012. Excuse me, 6518.
All right. Let me read it back. That's again 4387-6600.
No. Six. No. Back up. 6620.
Okay. Sorry. Let me repeat this again. 4387-6600. Right.
20.
Okay. Got it. 0012. 6518, right?
Right, yep.
Okay, thank you. Expiration date, please?
November 2024.
Okay, and the security code at the back?
883.
883, all right. And is this the same zip code as 03053, ma'am?
Yep.
All right, thank you. Let me update the card information real quick. 8-3. All right, perfect. We should be good. The card has been updated, and it should process the payment on December 3rd for your next billing. Okay? And
okay, perfect.
I just wanted to ask, because it says here that you also wanted to make changes to your website, right?
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify, because the website was actually not created by Local Splash, so it's being handled by your website manager. I'm not sure who, but we don't have access to the current website. What we do,
right, but it's not on our website that we're looking to make the change. It's the information posted on our Local Splash information. Is that from our website?
If you're talking about the post from your Google listing, let me have a look, okay? Because
yep.
For the website, we can't edit that out because we don't have access.
Right, we could edit that, but it's the stuff on yours.
Okay, let's check. Give me one moment. Let me pull it up. Bear this for 1 second.
Uh-huh.
All right. So far, the content that we have created is the post from your Google My Business listing. Anything in specific that you've seen online, ma'am?
Yeah, we did change some of it. Let me see if I can go back to where Oh, and also, when you and I first spoke way back, You had mentioned to me about that phone number that track it's a free service with your thing. It's a number that you guys put up, but you forward it to our local number.
Yes, the call tracking number. That's correct, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would like to put that together, work on that, however, you know, make that happen.
Okay. No worries. I can definitely request for that. So basically, we will be choosing a local phone number, and we will be setting it up. So you might receive another call back to set it up on your phone, okay? But for now,
okay.
I will go ahead and order it. All right.
Okay,
so
perfect.
I'll take care of that for you. And I believe, give me 1 second. All right, so, yeah, I'll go ahead and send that to our back office team. And what else again, Deb?
Okay, I'm trying to find it. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
I was there before, but now I can't find it.
That's all right. Take your time.
Of course, now the system's going to go real slow. Okay. Where did they go? That's not where I want to go. Oh, under the business info, that's where we want to make changes. We have changed what we could change, but there's some stuff that we just don't have. Like under the services, we can't change that. So we wanted to, you know, instead of me trying to dictate to somebody or whatever, I wanted to know if there was like a form I needed to fill out, or, you know, what's the best way to make the changes that we need that are more compliant with our company and what we do.
Well, there's no need actually for a template. If in any case that you wanted to revise that, you can just send us an email. If there's going to be any specific wordings that you wanted to, you know, to post in there, or I can take note of it. But if it's going to be easier for you to email it to us, so it's going to be more specific, then that should be okay. So
yeah, definitely would be a lot easier send you an email.
That's true. Actually, for the business info, you're right. This is more of the information on the website, because we do also create websites here with Local Splash, but we also use this for your Google My Business listing information. So let me take a look. You mentioned it's under services, right?
Yeah, it's under business info.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm scrolling down right now. Okay, so yes, this is more of the services that you provide. If you see there are asterisks in there, such as glass replacement services, custom glass installation services, so those are some keywords that we do use for your Google My Business listing. And you can actually just send us some info to client there. It updated, because you're right, that section can't be edited on your end. It's only on our back office, because it's being
right.
Changed into your listing.
Yep. Yep. So, okay, so I'll do that. And the guy that I talked to earlier said that I could send it to email support@relevantads.com. Is that correct?
Yes. Or you can send it to support@localsplash.com. So you can use either of those, then, because it goes to one email anyways, all right? So either support@localsplash.com or support@relevantads.com, all right?
Okay, all right. And then the other question I had was, in the media section, we have the cover photo, and then we have business photos. And I was trying to update some of the photos add additional photos so that people would see other things. And every time I tried, it wouldn't let me update a photo or upload a photo, I should say. And I know that it falls within specific sizes, and I was making those sizes, but it wasn't letting me
upload. So you're still receiving an error when you try to upload it. Okay.
Yeah.
But as you've mentioned, the size were, you know.
Yeah, it says that the minimum dimensions are 400 pixels wide by 266 pixels tall. So I have that. You can also select a file. So if I go into my photos, where is it? I'll tell you pictures. Where did I put those pictures? Maybe here. Great, now I can't find where. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have put them in the local splash folder. Oh, no, that's where I put them. Oh, no, those were pictures I downloaded. Well, let me try to upload one of these and see what I get for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me know if it works. If not, you can attach it to the email later regarding the services section so we can take a look and we can convert it ourselves, okay? But
okay, perfect.
Yeah, but I also wanted to check on that because, of course, you know, sometimes if you wanted to upload it yourself, that's going to be convenient for you. So I'll take a look, but let me know if you try to upload one right now, Deb, and if it's going to if it works or not, okay?
Yeah, this time it did work, but that was because I downloaded it from your site too, so okay, so let me go and delete that one I just did. I'm going to have to find it, and then once I know what it is, I'll let you know what the problem is, because right now I can't find the picture I was trying to upload.
I see. No worries. So if in case you can't upload it, you can just email it to us along with the services section that you want to be edited, okay?
But for okay, right now, perfect.
I'll go ahead and request for a call tracking number, and we'll reach out to you once it's available, so we can set it up on your phone, all right?
Okay, great. And once I send the email over of the changes, how long does that usually take to happen?
Usually that takes between 24 to 48 hours to be completely posted, because sometimes when we edit it out on our back end, it takes another 24 hours to be completely be posted on the business info side. So just give us that leeway, 24 to 48 hours, and that should be all good, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. All righty. Deb, anything else that can help you today?
No, that's all I needed, and you're all set with the credit card. So, no, we're in good shape then.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much, Deb, for your time, and have a wonderful and safe day, okay?
Bye. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.